Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Texas Capital Bank shares, also known by its ticker TCBI. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth through smart stock picks, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into a regional banking player that might not be a household name like the big national banks, but it's got a solid footprint and some interesting dynamics worth exploring. Let's break down what makes Texas Capital Bank shares tick, analyze its recent performance, and run through a detailed SWOT to see if it's a contender for your portfolio. First, a quick overview for those who might not be familiar with this company. Texas Capital Bank Shares is a financial holding company based in the U.S., operating primarily through its subsidiary, Texas Capital Bank. They're focused on commercial banking, serving middle-market businesses, high net worth individuals, and offering specialized services like mortgage finance and wealth management. Positioned in the banking industry within the broader financial services sector, they've carved out a niche in Texas and surrounding regions, a market known for its economic growth and business-friendly environment. With a decent market cap and a workforce dedicated to client-focused banking, they're a mid-sized player with ambitions to punch above their weight. Now, let's touch on some recent performance and news to set the stage. Looking at their stock performance over various timeframes, Texas Capital Bank Shares has shown mixed results. Short term, the past month and quarter have been a bit of a roller coaster, with some volatility that mirrors broader sector trends. Regional banks have been under pressure from interest rate shifts and economic uncertainty. However, zooming out to the past year, and even 5 years, there's a steadier upward trajectory, suggesting resilience in their core operations. On the news front, there's been chatter about their strategic moves to streamline operations and focus on high-growth areas, which ties into insights from their latest earnings call. Speaking of that, their Q3 2025 earnings call dropped some key nuggets: record financial results, a completed transformation plan, and a conservative yet optimistic outlook on growth. That's a promising sign, but let's dig deeper into the numbers and context to see if the hype holds up. All right, let's get into the meat of this analysis with our SWOT framework: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I'll keep this conversational and packed with insights, so stick with me as we unpack what could drive or derail Texas Capital Bank shares for long-term investors like you. Strengths. First up, their financial performance is a standout. The Q3 2025 earnings call highlighted record results, which isn't just fluff when you look at their income statements. Revenue and net income have been trending positively, showing they're not just surviving, but thriving in a competitive space. For a regional bank, consistent growth in these metrics signals a strong operational backbone. Another strength is their strategic focus. That completed transformation plan mentioned in the earnings call? It's about shedding non-core assets and doubling down on high-margin areas like commercial lending and wealth management. This isn't just talk. They've repositioned themselves to be leaner and more profitable, which is exactly what you want to see as a long-term investor. Their market positioning in Texas and nearby regions is a big plus. This area is a hotbed for business growth, and Texas Capital Bank Shares is well-placed to capitalize on that with tailored services for mid-sized companies and affluent clients. Their geographic focus gives them an edge over national banks that might not have the same local touch. Lastly, let's talk valuation. Their current price-to-earnings ratio and forward PE estimates look reasonable compared to industry averages. It's not dirt cheap, but it suggests the market isn't overhyping them, leaving room for upside if they execute well. Weaknesses. On the flip side, there are some cracks to watch. Their debt-to-equity ratio is a bit concerning when you hit the balance sheet. It's not catastrophic, but higher leverage means they're more exposed if economic conditions sour or interest rates spike further. For a bank, managing debt is critical, and this could weigh on future flexibility. Another issue is their dependency on a specific region. While Texas is a strength, it's also a double-edged sword. Any localized economic downturn or regulatory changes in that market could hit them harder than a more diversified national player. Long-term, this concentration risk is something to monitor. Looking at liquidity metrics like the current ratio and quick ratio, They're not as robust as I'd like. It's not a red flag yet, but it hints at potential challenges in covering short-term obligations if unexpected headwinds hit. As an investor, you'd want a bit more cushion here. Finally, their dividend yield isn't exactly exciting. If you're hunting for income alongside growth, this might not be your top pick. They're prioritizing reinvestment over payouts, which isn't bad, but it limits appeal for certain portfolios. Opportunities. Let's shift gears to what could propel Texas Capital Bank shares forward. The economic vibrancy of their core market is a huge opportunity. Texas continues to attract businesses and population growth, that which means more demand for loans, deposits, and financial services. If they keep playing their cards right, this tailwind could drive serious expansion. Their transformation plan isn't just a past achievement, it's a launchpad. With a leaner structure, they've got room to invest in tech upgrades or digital banking, areas where regional banks often lag. If they can innovate here, they could steal market share from slower competitors. Interest rate environments could work in their favor too. Banks often benefit from rising rates through higher net interest margins. And with their focus on commercial lending, they're positioned to capitalize if the rate cycle cooperates. The earnings call hinted at a conservative risk approach, which could help them navigate volatility better than peers. Lastly, their forward-looking metrics, like the forward PE range, suggest analysts see growth potential without crazy overvaluation. For long-term investors, this balance means you're not buying at a peak. There's space for the stock to climb if they deliver on promises. Threats. Now let's get real about the risks. The banking sector as a whole is facing headwinds, and Texas Capital Bank shares isn't immune. Economic slowdowns or a full-blown recession could hammer loan demand and increase defaults, especially with their commercial focus. Their earnings call mentioned a conservative stance, but no one's fully safe in a downturn. Regulatory pressure is another beast. Financials are always under scrutiny, and any tightening of rules around capital requirements or lending practices could squeeze margins or force costly compliance changes. This isn't unique to them, but it's a constant shadow over the sector. Competition is fierce, even at the regional level. Bigger banks with deeper pockets and fintechs with slicker tech are gunning for the same clients. If Texas Capital Bank shares doesn't keep up with digital offerings or customer experience, they risk losing ground. Lastly, their stock performance shows sensitivity to short-term market swings. While long-term trends are decent, those weekly and monthly dips reflect broader sector volatility. If you're in for the long haul, you'll need a strong stomach for these fluctuations. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. Texas Capital Bank shares has a lot going for it. Solid financials, a strategic overhaul that's paying off, and a prime spot in a growing market. But it's not without risks, from debt levels to regional exposure and sector-wide challenges. For a long-term investor, this stock could be a sleeper hit if they keep executing on their transformation and capitalize on regional growth. However, I'd keep an eye on their balance sheet and how they manage economic curveballs. It's not a screaming buy or a hard pass. It's a watch closely and weigh your risk tolerance kind of play. Thanks for tuning into this deep dive on Texas Capital Bank shares. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected with MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts or questions below. What do you think about Texas Capital Bank shares as a long-term hold? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.